At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is the Hemp Present Resistance. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest. Speaking flower to power for 29 years, I founded hempfest.org. I am also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest, also found at hempfest.org. This show is a weekly read for Radio Rebellion, where I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Salvador Santana. Salvador is the founder of Vaya, a socially conscious lifestyle cannabis flower brand marketed as an all-natural, spiritual feminist tone driven from African and Mexican indigenous roots. Salvador's vision aims to embody folks ready to escape current narratives and harness an alternative route to elevated freedom. As renowned producer, songwriter, and musician, Salvador has attained global acclaim for founding multiple bands and headline events. He has graced stages from the Montreux Jazz Festival, the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, the High Sierra Festival, South by Southwest, and the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and has participated in projects outside of his own solo aspirations, such as the Hymns for Peace DVD released in 2004, as well as his father, Carlos Santana's 2013 Corazon Live in Guadalajara DVD. Welcome, Salvador, to Cannabis Radio.
Hey, thank y'all for having me. Great to be here.
Our pleasure. Salvador, unlike many, if not most, you have leveraged your celebrity to advance socially conscious projects and issues that, in your words, plague disenfranchised peoples. Before we dive into some of those projects, can you touch on why you feel it's important to incorporate socially conscious messaging into your art?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So again, first and foremost, my name is Salvador Santana. I'm an Afro-Chicano from the Bay Area, California. I'm a musician, a producer, an entrepreneur, an advocate for equality, a proud father, and now a cannabis businessman. And to answer your question in short, I told myself if I ever got into the cannabis business, I would want to, like I do with my music, I would want to inspire and therefore make a difference, and especially in the Black and Brown communities when it comes to cannabis, because I just feel like, I'm an advocate for equality. And if I see any types of inequality anywhere, I just have no choice inwardly but to go out and pursue it and figure out a way so that we can all get some and enjoy the process too. So that's why I'm just really blessed to be here to be able to share Vaya and the creation of it and moving forward into the launch of it so that we can share that message and then also do amazing things and impact communities in a positive way through social equity as well.
So you founded Vaya, a socially conscious lifestyle cannabis flower brand. What can you tell us about Vaya, and what does all natural, spiritual, feminist, tone-driven mean when applied to a cannabis brand?
Absolutely. So Vaya is, we are at Vaya, ancient wisdom that meets modern medicine. We are at Vaya are diverse, like myself, my heritage, my background being Afro-Chicano as well, to the from my heritage to the founders of and the people that we associate ourselves with, the cultural references that we refer to when we talk about our brand, the producer partners that we align ourselves with, and even the consumers that we want to connect with. We're diverse. We promote human development like you said, healthy lifestyles, and in also doing so, rearranging the narrative that cannabis is not just rearranging the narrative, reminding people that cannabis is a sacred plant. It's an ancient and sacred plant. And it's actually used more for medicinal than trying to be compared to something like, you know, heroin or fentanyl or something like that. So with Via, we again promote human development, grounding, healing, lifting qualities and of this sacred plant, and at the service of more conscious and self-development. And we do this through ritualistic approaches and integrate those things and enhance our daily activities. For example, we live such a busy lifestyle in just a busy world these days. So therefore, our lifestyles have kind of become a little bit more up-tempo these days. And it's a little bit more challenging to kind of slow things down and really just enjoy something as if it was a ritual or you having a you moment kind of thing, and really just enjoying it, not shutting out the outside world, but just you taking care of yourself and having some you time. So we promote that. And through Native Wisdom, the same wisdom that our ancestors provided and were able to teach us, we want to make sure that that doesn't get lost in the shuffle. And I feel like it can definitely be not only advantageous to the product and what we're doing, but also to the messages that we are promoting. Again, all of this, most of the stuff that we are reminding people of has already existed. It's just reminding them and then updating it to where it fits in today's world. And last but not least, we also want to give back, supporting and fighting for the community of growers and people in the cannabis world that came before us, and honoring them as well. So we have a few targets that we're hitting, but at the same time, that's who we are and that's who we want to promote. I feel like there's a lot of people that can get down with that. And I'm just looking forward to seeing where it goes and what we can do with it.
So it sounds like you're kind of resetting the narrative around cannabis to a more truthful and historically accurate perspective. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say I'm doing it solely like myself. I'm just part of this movement. There's a lot of others that are in the business or getting into the business that have the same passion that I do. I guess what's a little bit different, as you alluded to, is the last name and the social status that I guess I've already just kind of have by default. And rather than taking advantage of that in order to take advantage of others, I'd rather capitalize on that so that we can lift others and support others that really need it, and deserve it as well. Again, especially those in the cannabis community that are Black and brown women, and especially those that are still being locked up and incarcerated out here in California, where it's legal, and in some other states where it's legal. And so for me, I'm just like, yo, if we're going to update, let's do a full update. Let's just update over here and then leave this thing where it's still left in the Stone Ages. And and you know what I mean? And certain people, we're still condoning a system that is set up originally for certain people and designed for certain people to fail. And for me, I just had enough of that. Again, specifically with Black and brown and those that have been incarcerated. The one thing I do love about America in the sense is the opportunity for second chances and what have you. And I really feel like in this cannabis, in this green rush as it's taken off, there's hella opportunities for that. So again, I look forward to seeing where it can go and what we can do with this.
Salvador, communities of color have been disproportionately targeted and incarcerated throughout the entire history of prohibition. How important do you believe it is to have racial equity as a component of the cannabis industry, so that those communities that have been so disproportionately impacted will have opportunities to benefit from the industry?
That's a great question. It's really just simple. It really just comes down to where it's like, well, if we can apply a corporate blueprint model, but in the social equity world, you know, then I feel like we can split the difference where we're not maybe making that, we're not doing it quite like the Walmarts are, if you will, but at the same time, it's like we're taking that same blueprint model and we can give back to those in the community where in a sense, here's the thing, the cannabis community, well, there it is. The cannabis world was really built on community, at least for me when I was growing up, just being a part of it. And first of all, just growing up in the Bay Area, my perception of cannabis and adults and people and my folks and people around me, it was never taboo or, ooh, stay away from that. That's the evil haunted house at the end of the block, you know, stay away from it. It was more just like, this isn't for you right now. You're a kid. Enjoy being a kid. But this is like wine. You know what I'm saying? This is to be respected, and this is well deserved and well earned kind of thing. You know, so just have respect for it. And so for me, I just felt like I've always was very blessed from the beginning to have such a very honest and mature perspective on the plant in itself. So for me, like I said, it goes back to, well, if I ever got myself involved, legitimately involved in in some sort of a cannabis business, I would make sure in some way, shape or form to make a really strong vertical and an angle and a commitment to support and fight for those, again, in the community of growers and advocates and even leaders, you know, in the cannabis world that came before us. And again, that are doing it right now and deserve it as well. So I think it's extremely important. In fact, it's one of the main engines. It's like this vehicle, VIA, has many engines, but I would say that engine, the supporting, the giving back, that's one of the biggest ones that we have that's fueling everything.
How can people find out about VIA?
Great question. So you can find out more about VIA on VIA.earth. We don't have any product up for grabs on there. However, that site can direct, it has all the information about what we're doing, when it's dropping, when it's coming out, what's available, and then we direct everyone to where they can go and get it. As long as you're 21 and over and all is legit, it's all for you. And we offer, right now we're just offering flower in four different flavors. We have a sativa hybrid, an indica hybrid, and an indica, actually it's an indica concentrate. And it's only available in California for right now. And it will be available at the end of 2020, at the most early 2021, but it's probably going to be end of 2020 for sure. And for those that aren't super familiar with the strains or the flavors, sativa is like daytime. You can have a little bit and still be coherent and carry on your day, still handle business call if you need to, what have you. Sativa hybrid, that's more like midday, later day. You know, you're chilling, but you know, still got some stuff to do, but now you're more in chill mode. Indica hybrid, that's kind of more like the nighttime. You can still party and socialize, but you know, you're chill. You're chilling, but you can still, you know, carry a conversation if you will. At least I can. And then the indica concentrate, that I would say is definitely for the more seasoned, experienced consumers. And like the Cheech and Chongs, the Snoop Dogs, the Willie Nelsons of the world, I think they can hang with that stuff. Me, I love all of them. I stand by all of them. The indica concentrate, that's definitely for me, like when I go in the studio late at night or if I'm having a hard time sleeping, it can work for me in both of those ways. It can be very creative or it can be like a Tyson punch to the face in a good way. But we have a little bit for everyone and we want to start off with that. And hopefully build on, and obviously the goal is to build from there and offer more more products or more of a variety for folks.
My guest is Salvador Santana. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our second segment, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back on Cannabis Radio with Salvador Santana. Salvador, can you describe your relationship with the plant? You mentioned that it was plentiful in the circles that you grew up in. What do you personally value the most of the many things that cannabis has to offer us?
You know what? Thank you for asking that. That is a super awesome question. For me, I feel like cannabis has definitely allowed me to really just dig First of all, being a musician and being an artist, I feel like cannabis only helps enhance those types of experiences for me. Being able to listen to the music and if I'm creating something, an idea or what have you, I'll be able to create it maybe while I'm sober and then edit it later while I'm, you know, enjoying cannabis, the consumption of it. And the experiences are totally different, but they're still enjoyable. And then I'll do the opposite. I'll you know, create with the influence and then edit and go back to my ideas, you know, with a clean head and what have you. And it's when I do that, it's very strange. I'll create, you know, one day and enjoy, you know, the consumption, what have you. I'll come back the next day. I'll be like, what the heck was I thinking? You know, once in a while, I'll be like, what the heck was I doing? But really, honestly, it's that relationship between music to me is what feelings sound like. It's what emotions sound like. And cannabis, the consumption of cannabis, I feel like only enhances the experiences or the mindsets or the energy that you surround yourself with, the mindset that you're in currently, or the energy that you surround yourself with, or the music or the art that you're investing in, or that you're surrounding yourself with. And for me, I was always fortunate and blessed enough to be around such amazing energy, such amazing music. And again, maybe it's just growing up in the Bay Area, California, folks, lifestyle, maybe because they grew up in the 60s and they're both flower childs and what have you. Cannabis was never taboo for me. It was always just treated with respect and understand that there are great medicinal as well as creative advantages. You just have to be respectful of it and understand that. And then last but not least, for me, I feel like it just boosts some confidence in me sometimes. Sometimes when I'm performing, and I have a lot of lyrics as a lyricist, not just as a keyboard and a piano player and a musician, but as a lyricist, sometimes I'll chill off the cannabis because I want to make sure I remember all my lyrics,
right,
and what have you. But when it comes to music, and if I don't have that many lyrics to remember, absolutely, because I feel like it just enhances the experience and it doesn't alter my personality. It just enhances everything. And I think that's the same way with anybody else. Whatever types of stuff you want to get yourself involved with. So for example, I feel like cannabis can be, it's used to enhance experiences and emotions. So for example, if somebody who's just naturally a jerk, you know, consumes cannabis or anything higher than that, it's only going to enhance their jerkiness, if you will, towards the rest of the world. So I feel like if anything, you have to be cool with yourself and have confidence with yourself, not arrogance, not cocky, not think that you're better than everyone else, but it's more just having that self inner confidence in order to be able to explore, make mistakes, stumble, have fun in the creative process of that you're using it for. And not to take everything so serious, man, just enjoy it. You know, that's really what it's for. It was put on this earth long before us, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's a reason for that. And it's about, again, our advaya, what we want to do is go back and remind people the ancient wisdom that now links up with where we are now with the modern medicine, but also as a, not just from physical, from a mindset, from a mentality of like these ancient wisdoms that our ancestors, people had long before us, this wisdom and information is still relevant. We just got to update it. And it starts with just taking some time out of our everyday lives, you know, busy schedules, if you will, just creating a little ritual for ourselves. My little ritual, I get up in the morning. Well, I get up with my son sometimes in the morning, or sometimes I'll get up before him. I try to get up before him. And I'll just get up, make myself a little coffee or a little tea. I've been getting into tea now. And then I just have a little, either part of a joint that I was smoking from the night before or just a whatever. Just take a little bit, and then I'll just go right to work right before my son gets up. You know, and that's my little ritual. That's my little, I'm up, it's having some me time, but I can also still be productive and what have you. I'm really blessed and fortunate to be able to, in that position. At the same time, I want to utilize that, you know, to the best of my abilities. So that's really what I want, what I always envision for myself in creating a brand, a cannabis brand. And I'm just so grateful and blessed and fortunate to be able to share that with everyone and invite everyone to do that for themselves, whether it's through Vaya or with their own daily lives. Hopefully with Vaya, but at least with their own daily lives to start there. Just create something, some ritual for yourself. I think it's just really healthy for us nowadays.
Speaking of VIA, your promo explains that you engage and collaborate with community advocacy initiatives from a social justice and ecologically rooted consciousness. Can you touch on a few of the ways that you embrace and promote those values?
Yeah, absolutely. So just me, myself, like even with COVID and everything being safe and what have you, I've been invited to come out and participate. Just recently, I got to participate at this awesome event near downtown LA, kind of North Compton, across the freeway from USC. By the way, USC people down here, we don't call it University of Southern California. They call it University of South Central, just for the record. So it's right across the freeway from there. It's this awesome, beautiful neighborhood, North Compton, sort of almost like Southeast LA. And I got to participate in National Expungement Week, which, again, is just the expungement of those that have been wrongfully accused, those that get a second chance, those that have the opportunity to have a revalue of their lives, you know, and re-honored as well by those that, if they felt like they weren't, now they have the opportunity to have a chance to. And for me, I'm just like, wow, I'm being invited to this event. And I would love to do that. And that's who I am as a person. And that's who, since VIA is an extension of me, that's who VIA is. So why not participate in stuff like that? So it's been tougher, again, because of, not making excuses, it's just been tougher because of COVID, but that hasn't stopped us. So that's just one of the many ways that VIA and myself can be involved by giving back. And what we got to do at Expungement Week was we got to pass out reusable grocery bags that had vegetables and fruits and goods that were grown and created by the people in that community to give out to the people in that community that couldn't afford groceries and things, because, you know, COVID has hit us all hard. And some of us were already struggling before COVID, and then COVID hit and it got even worse. So just to be able to participate in events and opportunities like that, it's bigger than me, man. It's,
Salvador, we
just like I play it.
I was just going to say, speaking of COVID, you know, while we still have a few minutes here, we face some real challenges in our society at a time when we're really divided. I have long been a fan of one of your earlier songs, Rise Up. And I'm just curious if you could touch on what the inspiration for that song was and how you think we may be able to apply it to what we're facing as a nation these days.
Man, thank you for asking that. And thank you for listening. I appreciate that. I've checked out that song in a minute. I forgot about it. It's cool. I guess the inspiration for that song really, there's a few things. I was writing that song actually a few years before I released it. I think it came out in 2013. And I was actually writing it in 2010, 2011. And I was actually writing it based off of the motivation of a homie of mine who was battling cancer at the time. And he beat it the first time. My good friend, mi amigo, Jose Espinosa, a.k.a. Crunchy, sax player, amazing musician, sax player, flute player, congas, sing. He did everything. Actually, he was one of the founding members of the band Osobali, who I love. And those guys, love those guys. So I was really writing out of inspiration for Crunchy, you know, knowing that he'd beat it the first time, he's going to beat it the second time. And he was en route beating it the second time. And then unfortunately, it came out of nowhere and just hit him real hard. Another beautiful angel got called home, you know, way too soon. But that was really the inspiration, being able to rise up against adversity, being able to rise up against just anything that's in your way. And not in a stubborn way, but in a beautiful, spiritual, stubborn way. Not take no for an answer, you know, just not refusing to keep being denied and to succumb to the constant denial of trying to get to what you're trying to get to or achieve what you're trying to achieve. And then the lyrics on there just really was just trying to, an extension of me, the things that I would say to myself in motivating myself if I were going through that experience, I guess. So that's what some of the lyrics, and that's what the song is really about, overcoming adversity.
Nice. Salvador, we only have about 30 seconds till the next break. You started on the drums, I believe, and eventually gravitated to keyboards. I'm a giant Chick Corea and Return to Forever fan, and I read that you are also inspired by Corea's body of work. And just very quickly, what are a few other artists that have had a big influence on your development as an artist and a player?
Absolutely. So for drums, Baba Olatunji and the Drums of Passion, that's one of the first videos, 1985, 1986, live at the Cow Palace. That's one of the first videos my dad put on for me when I was 2 years old. That was my babysitter. So he wanted me to understand rhythm and tempo before anything else. And then eventually I got into keyboards, piano, Herbie Hancock. Chick Corea is amazing. Keith Jarrett is amazing. McCoy Tyner, Art Tatum, Earl Garner, Oscar Peterson. I mean, I can go on forever and ever and ever and ever.
Nice.
But to me, honestly, Herbie Hancock, that's my dude. That's my dude.
You can't go wrong there, man. I am talking to Salvador Santana from the cannabis brand Vaya. And we're going to take another quick break and come back with our final question. So don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back for our final questions with Salvador Santana. Salvador, it's just great talking to you, man. I just, you know, everything that you're about aligns with 100% with my values and the values of this show. I'm just curious, while we still have a few minutes left in the show, is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't covered, anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a quick reminder, anything you guys want to check out more about Vaya, just check out Vaya.earth. That's pretty much everything cannabis related. If you want to check out more of what I'm up to musically, don't be afraid and go check out SalvadorSantana.com. Oh, and both of the social media links are up on both of those for Vaya.earth and for my handle, SalvadorSantana.com. Find all that stuff out. Yeah, and I would love to leave everybody with a Maya Angelou quote that has always resonated with me. And I feel like it was actually one of the key components and inspiration to follow through with Vaya. So when people invest in Vaya, we at Vaya want them to feel like they are chill, blissed, healed, intrigued, whole, inspired, entertained, informed, and most importantly, we want them to feel honored. That's what's really key. And that's, I just feel so fortunate and blessed to be able to share all that with you. And again, last but not least, investing in Vaya, people will also know through clarity and transparency, know that they have the ability to, in investing in Vaya, they will have enabled the ability to create sustainability to the community and therefore the possibility to generate consistent social equity. So I'm just, again, so fortunate and blessed to be able to share all this stuff with you guys. And thank y'all, man, for having me. It's been an honor to be up here and share all this with y'all.
Well, Salvador, it's an honor having you, man. I really love everything that you're doing. It's just really powerful stuff. And I look really forward to seeing what else you're able to manifest, man. And I'm looking forward to your music down the road, man. You take time.
Hey.
You stay strong and you be safe, my brother.
Respect. Absolutely. Hey, my son keeps me on my toes for sure. So we all good there.
Yeah, man. All right. You take care.
Appreciate you guys. Thank y'all for having me.
You bet. Now I'm going to get to a weekly feature for Hemp Present on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is. We become what we think about. And those are the words of Earl Nightingale. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on CannabisRadio.com. I want to thank all my Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more Reefer Repartee and Cannabis Confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find your voice and speak up for justice because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and take it easy. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Sticker Bush. Turn up the music, maestro, because I am out.
Marijuana! THC!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.